The BBC presents John Betjeman reading a selection from his collected poems.
I'm very pleased to be asked by the BBC to recite my verses. I shall enjoy myself very much, even though you may not, because all the verse I've written was made to be read out loud. I've shouted it out to myself time and time over, every line, hundreds of times over. I've shouted it when driving motor cars, walking in the streets, or when I find myself in an empty railway carriage. And in this way, I polish and repolish stanzas and add internal rhymes to them, which you may or may not notice as I recite. So this little performance is for me a supreme bit of self-indulgence. I've enjoyed hearing myself read, but even more, I think I'm going to enjoy reading myself. But I ought to warn you that my verse is of no interest to people who can think. It's jingle for the slaves of their own passions. On the obverse side, it's preoccupied with death. Not a day passes without my visualizing how I shall die and what will happen afterwards. First of all, I'm going to do a topographical one, the only topographical one, about that very little visited and most beautiful city of Bristol. Green upon the flooded Avon shone the after-storm-wet sky. Quick the struggling withy branches let the leaves of autumn fly, and a star shone over Bristol, wonderfully far and high. Ringers in an oil-lit belfry, Bitton, Kelston, who shall say, smoothly practising a plain course, caverned out the dying day, as their melancholy music flooded up and ebbed away. Then all Somerset was round me, and I saw the clippers ride.